want to make Oconee County a place that my young sons can maybe come back to.
So says a candidate to be the next chair of the Oconee County Commission. That's from a candidates forum a couple, 3 weeks ago. Oconee County candidates, Oconee County Republicans at DGD Farms, yours truly, moderating that event. You want to hear it, by the way. It's up on the website, the Mission Impossible podcast page, the on-demand section at WGAUready.com, close to 90 minutes. Every candidate who was there that evening running for any number of offices, including, as we say, as I recall now, they were the last two candidates. Pamela Hendricks challenging John Daniel. He's had a couple of terms, once a third, as Oconee County Commission Chair. The early voting April 29th election to be decided on May 21st, and Pamela Hendricks in studio with us this morning. Pam Hendricks, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me, Tim.
And as you were saying there, I want the kind of Oconee County my kids don't have to leave. First of all, how many and how old?
I've got two sons. They are 24 and 27.
Okay, so they're in that place now where they're making those decisions. Where am I going to build my life? Where am I going to build my career? What are they doing, these guys?
My oldest son is a computer systems engineer. He's working in Marietta, Georgia. And my youngest son is about to graduate with a mechanical engineering degree from UGA.
Okay, well, congratulations on both counts, obviously. But yeah, this notion of that kind of Oconee County. Listen, I grew up in South Georgia, and pretty much everybody leaves. There's not much to keep you in Cairo. And so you end up going places, and people do. You want the kind of Oconee County where people at least don't feel compelled to leave, where they can build lives, good, productive lives here. What's the role of the Oconee County government in creating that kind of place?
Well, first of all, I think our property taxes are getting oppressively high in Oconee County. I've seen the budgets increase. I've seen spending kind of out of control. And what it's doing, it's, you know, and of course it's due to our rising real estate prices. And it's just,
which is on a certain level a good problem to have, right? It's a problem, but a good one to have.
Absolutely. But it's also, you know, whether my own two sons will ever be able to afford a home in Oconee County.
Well, but it's kind of happening everywhere. Your kid in Cobb County, talk to him about it.
Well, he's renting at this
our kid
point,
in Atlanta
yes.
doing the same thing.
Yes.
So if you want to talk property taxes, I live on the other side of the river in Athens, so I can have that conversation with you. What do you do about that as an Oconee County Commission Chair should you win this race?
Well, you know what? I just think we need to take a hard look at things. And I'm wanting to pledge to voters a couple of things. The first thing that's going on is we have a board of commissioners, five members. One serves as chair. And the chair used to be a full-time position currently because the person used to manage the county. But we now have what's called a county administrator, a full-time county administrator, paid a full-time salary of $144,000. But our chair of the Board of Commissioners still also takes a full-time salary of $130,000. And I'm just pledging to not take a full-time salary.
Because this came up in the forum, Pam Hendricks. This came up in the forum. And what we learned is, what I learned, is that John Daniel didn't start this. Melvin Davis didn't start this. In fact, this goes all the way back to Wendell Dawson when he was chair.
Well, correct. But it's been kind of each administrator. I think Melvin Davis called his a county officer, I believe was the term. And he was over only over certain lesser departments of the county. Now the county administrator is over everything. We've looked at an organizational chart, and it's the people of Oconee at the top. It's the five members of the Board of Commissioners second, and then it's the finance director, the county administrator, and the clerk under that. So the county administrator is over all departments these days. That's why it's a little bit different than when Melvin was there. But the bottom line is, I question whether we need a full-time county commission chair anymore. Walton County has just gone through this. They have six members of the board and one chairman, and the chairman just voluntarily went to a part-time position, and they reduced his salary to $30,000. He got that done. It takes local legislation, mm-hmm. so I would have to get the rest of the board.
You'd have to go through not only the board, but also members of the local legislative delegation.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's just something that I think is needing. I can't understand why we need two full-time positions.
Well,
let's
put Pam Hendricks. Let's put pen to paper on this. As we learned in the forum, and it's public record. We're not outing anybody's salary here, but it's $130,000. That's what John Daniel makes. So, I'm not going to be a full-time chair. So, what would the salary? What kind of compensation would you want?
Well, it seems like we could start looking at Walton County as a guide, at least. The other board of commissioners.
So what do they pay? Like 30, I think you said?
They reduced the chairman's salary to $30,000 in Walton County. And of course, Walton County is a lot larger
than
Oconee County.
In terms of population, sure.
Yeah. Our county, our other members of the commission now make in the range of $30,000. You know, I do think the chair is the CEO of the county and the public face of the county is going to spend more time than the other members of the board. So it should be something a little bit higher.
And that's
kind
of the thing.
Members.
And I want to get into this for a minute, Pam Hendricks, before we go to break here, because, you can, whatever you do with the county administrator's job, a county manager, whatever the title happens to be in a given county, those are positions that are fairly clearly defined. And when you sign your contract to come to work here, you're going to do this, you're going to have that department, that other department, whatever, however it's defined. It seems to me that as a commission chair, that's a little more nebulous. You're going to define the job for yourself in some respects.
Absolutely.
So what would your role be?
Well, once again, you've got to be kind of the public face of the county, and you also have to conduct the monthly meetings. And that's that leads me to my second pledge. I have been going to meetings, I've been participating in the town halls, and there's just very little financial information produced at our board meetings currently.
A point that also came up at the forum, and there sits John Daniel, is, go to this website, click that link, and anything you want to know is there.
Well, all that's on the website is the budget and the audit. Mm-hmm. And, so those are always lagging, about a year. What I think the citizens want is current information, current financial information about the county. I got this idea because I was also going to Board of Education meetings. And believe it or not, the Board of Education is pretty transparent. Their CFO gives a complete financial report every month, and it's attached to the minutes of their meeting. And we're just not getting that in the Board of Commissioner meeting.
I even ran on a campaign similar to what Pam's talking about going to a part-time chairman, and was beaten very well with that. So.
All right.
Also, my predecessor, Melvin Davis, ran on when he went into office.
So we were just talking about John Daniel there, the incumbent, the chair of the Oconee County Commission. That's from that forum a couple, 3 weeks ago in Oconee County. He's challenged by Pam Hendricks, and if you were with us just a moment ago, you heard her say, as she said that night, elect me, and I won't take a full-time salary. We'll change the way the government is structured here and turn most of that work over to a county manager who's already a full-time job. There was John Daniel's response, and no need to really revisit that, except I want to hit that headline again, because this is a job, John Daniel, making $130,000 a year. You're saying, Pam Hendricks, that upon your election, you'd revisit all this, you wouldn't take the full-time salary. You're thinking more along the lines of $30,000?
That's correct.
And for the purpose of allowing the county administrator, in this case, to be the one who does that kind of work and earns that salary, and you're not paying two salaries, you're saying.
Right. And it's more in line with how the Board of Education operates. They hire the superintendent, equivalent to the county administrator, and then they oversee his job and, provide policy direction and oversight. I think that's the direction the Board of Commissioners needs to move in. And it seems to be, like I said, there's a trend. I didn't realize when I brought this up that Walton County was doing the very thing that I'm proposing.
And this is an odd question to ask, especially you, because I've known you for a few years, and I think I know where you stand on a lot of things politically, ideologically, but there is this discussion in Oconee County that there have been, even in a Republican primary, there have been some folks who've qualified to run in the GOP primary who are actually Democrats, and this is how they're going to maneuver themselves into positions of maybe winning seats in Oconee County School Board, County Commission, and such. Do you feel the need to establish Republican bona fides here, or what's your stance? Are you part of any kind of movement to allow Democrats to slip in under the radar?
Well, Tim, let me just say that I'm running as a Republican, and, you know, I sort of have Republican bona fides. I've even served as an officer in our local Oconee party. I think I served secretary for a short time when Tammy Gilland had to leave, and then I served as treasurer. So I am personally running. I will be honest with you that we have some people running, and it's sort of a cost-sharing thing. I'm doing this. I'm not asking for campaign contributions. We're going in together on a website. It's choicesforoconee.com, and it's really a cost-saving measure, and we're working together. My thing, I think there's a general feeling in the country right now that the two parties don't really represent a lot of Americans. I definitely would say I'm conservative. I don't always align with the Republicans. One thing I've said is it seems like both the Republicans and the Democrats, they both spend money prolifically. And part of what I think we've got to do is limit government. And that means roll back some of the expenses. I just think government has gotten out of control.
All right. Let's bring that down to the local level, because you're not running for Congress here. You're running for Oconee County Commission here. And talk about Oconee County's government in that context. This government's too big. It's getting too intrusive.
Right.
What do you do about that? What problems do you identify? What solutions do you offer?
Well, I think the first thing you have to do is you have to acknowledge the problem. And for the viewers or for the listeners, in the last audit, the combined fund balance of Oconee County was $70,348,000. That's the money that they're sitting on of taxpayer dollars. It's the amounts are shocking to me. They have also issued bonds of $116 million. One thing about the bonds is they worry me, because once again, I'm thinking not about myself, but the future generations. And, you know, with bonds, you're kind of kicking the can down the road, and you're starting the wheel turning, and it's going to be very hard to stop.
But I'm going to argue, for the sake of discussion here, I'm going to say, well, okay, that future generation, they're getting all the infrastructure that these bonds are funding. I'm the guy, and I'm the guy who's planting that tree, and I'm not going to be the one to sit under the shade. The next generation will be. That's how I might respond to that.
Right. But on the other hand, the infrastructure, as we now know, ages. And you've got to always be able to upgrade it and that kind of thing.
And bonds are the way you
right.
pay for those.
But
things.
What we've done is we've got a lot of ways of taxation now. Remember, Oconee County, they have SPLOST, and then they've added T-SPLOST.
And do they have an E-SPLOST also?
Well, that's the board. That's the schools.
I understand that.
But But, you know, we've got
a lot
of
If I'm an Oconee County taxpayer, I'm paying for all those
right.
things.
Right. And, you know, I know the argument on sales tax is always that people come into our county and spend the money,
you know,
and
I'm
they're
so
paying
tired.
It.
Can I just quickly, because I'm so tired of that argument.
Yeah, me too.
Because every time I cross a county line, I'm paying somebody else. Well, these people are paying your taxes. Yeah, but I'm paying theirs. So miss me with that.
I 100% agree with you, yes. And then property taxes, you know, I've gone up. There's always this. They always say we've lowered the millage rate, but I think that is a red herring.
Well, yeah, because you've got the fiction writers down in the assessor's office who are telling me that my property values are increasing exponentially when maybe they're not.
Right, and you don't benefit from that unless you sell your
right.
property. And most people in Oconee County do not want to sell. Mm-hmm. They want to stay, and I want to enable them to stay. Now, another thing that's coming up on this ballot on May 21st on the primary ballot is about changing our exemptions for property tax.
Mm-hmm.
But I want people to look at that very closely.
Representative Weedower was stepping me through that thing. There are like 10 parts to that, and every single one of them have to pass, and one of them doesn't, the whole thing goes down.
Right. But there are also, I think, kind of minuscule changes. One thing I've learned, remember the car title issue in Georgia? We had the birthday tax, and everybody complained about it. Then we switched to the sales tax when you buy the car thing. Well, what we know is it brought in more tax dollars. And I suspect, I don't think there's a tax cut here if we vote for these 10 things. I think that it's actually probably going to end up, we're going to pay more.
Well, but that's the argument. Again, Pam Hendricks running for the Oconee County Board of Commission chair. The tax is going to go up. The question is how much. Under your plan, they'll go up less than under my plan. That's how we argue that, right?
Right.
I think, because if you're telling me my tax bill is going to be reduced, then, you know, okay, I got a bridge to sell you someplace.
Right. And so, but, you know, I just think that we've got to have someone that's pushing back on this you know, growth of government, growth of budgets, that kind of thing. And that's what I would intend. That's what I intend to do.
Let me drag you quickly into another. I'm just noting from that website you mentioned here, choices4oconee.com, served on the library board. A lot of concern about books in libraries and objectionable material, material that's not age appropriate for the young children, and things that I could not go to the shelf of that library, pull down one of those books, come in here and read it on the air.
No.
Without getting fined and fired. Where are you on what we need to be doing about that?
Well, let me tell you, back when I was on the library board, which was right when I moved to Oconee County, I volunteered. You know, people step up and agree to serve on those boards. And the big issue then was build a new library. Mm-hmm. That was all they wanted to talk about. And I had just moved to Oconee County, and I thought our library was quite nice. I thought it was, the Watkinsville Library was decent, and I couldn't understand why there was this big push. Well, now they've got the new library.
Out Meyer Park.
Right. And so now, you know, more attention has been put on what's in the library. And, you know, my only thing that I will say is I want age-appropriate books. This is not about censorship of books. This is about where books should be placed in the library. And, you know, I think we've got a system that's working. I just read, I think Monday they had a meeting and, you know, they made some decisions. But thank goodness for some people that were paying attention and calling this to all of our attention.
There was a lady who stood up in Oconee County, I think it was one of the town halls, she read from one of these books that she had gone to the youth section and she just pulled it off the shelf. And she stood there and read. And I played some of the audio, and I had to bleep it out. Like,
sure.
I couldn't use it. She read as far as she could go. She's like, I can't do this anymore. This is just horrible stuff that I don't know, 11-year-olds are pulling off the library shelf.
How did libraries ever get an exemption for obscene material? That's kind of unbelievable. Mm. You know, you and I could have something on our computer and be charged, and then there can be a book in our library that isn't subject to obscenity laws. It's crazy. You know, I think our legislature worked on that some this year, and you know, I think there's definitely a lot of talk about it, and I believe in our citizens. We'll find the right answer.
In terms of this campaign, again, May 21st, this thing comes to a head here. You and John Daniel, candidates to be the next chair. You're asking voters quickly, about a minute left here, you're asking the voters to fire him and hire you. What's the case here?
Well, I'll tell you, and it's a little bit bigger than just this race. Years ago, we hosted a Chinese exchange student in our home, and we learned that the Chinese don't call themselves communists. They call themselves social democrats. Mm-hmm. He told us that's what they were. And he talked, they have elections in China. The only difference in China and Russia is they have one person on the ballot. Part of it is I want to give Oconee residents a choice. I'm not someone that is, I just want to serve if the voters want me to serve. I'm trying to keep our county being one of the best places in Georgia to live. That's my goal. I would appreciate everyone's vote.
That website, again, we mentioned, choices4oconee.com, and there's the number 4 in there, choices4oconee.com. In terms of going out, because this is a countywide race, obviously,
yes,
and there's a lot of ground to cover. How are you making this work over the next few weeks?
Well, you know, I'll have some ads coming out in the paper, the local paper, that we have a QR code.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm putting a QR code on my signs. And it helps people get to our website. I just want people to educate themselves about the candidates and make the best choice. And I believe in the voters.
We'll see how it shakes out, and best of luck out there. Again, looking to unseat the two-term incumbent John Daniel. Pamela Hendricks in studio with us this morning. Election day proper, May 21st, and the early voting, 3 weeks of it, starting April 29th in Oconee County.